I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 5th. An armed robbery at a Quincy convenience store last night may be connected to robberies in Brockton and Randolph earlier in the evening. Police say two masked men, one armed with a gun, held up the 7-Eleven on Adams Street just after 10 o'clock last night. Suspects demanded money from a clerk and then fled with some cash. They were described as a black male and a dark-skinned male in their 20s. No one was hurt. There were 60 active cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of Friday, with 9 new cases. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. The Quincy Credit Union lobby on Quincy Avenue remained closed on Friday after 2 employees tested positive for COVID-19 last week. The credit union said the lobby was disinfected and that the ATMs and the drive-up window remained open and that the Weymouth location was not affected. A developer wants to tear down the two-family home at 194 Quincy Avenue in Quincy and build 16 townhouses. Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll will hold a neighborhood meeting about that plan at the site Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Face masks and social distancing will be required at that meeting. Tonight, the Quincy City Council will consider a request from Mayor Thomas Koch to transfer 2 pieces of property at the former Hancock parking lot in Quincy Center to LBC Developers for new residential projects. In addition, Koch wants the city to buy the Taekwondo building and the former Tasso's Pizza building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. City Council will meet remotely tonight at 7. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 5th.